Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds,
lines,
matchups,
injury reports,
and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
Williams into the end zone. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Hazelwood again. Williams pulls it out. Caught, touchdown, Hall. Their second touchdown of the third quarter. Takes the handoff and scores it. Touchdown, Sooners, with their first lead of the afternoon. Brooks this time spins off one. They get stopped. No, Williams took it out of his arms. Magically, what a play, leaving the Jayhawks shocked in his wake.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 204. Joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football. That is, go for the chalk, Joe Lisi. I'm sorry, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe.
Taking dogs this week.
I know. The dogs are barking, believe me. I'm sure I already hear them with all these huge matchups that we have that we're going to start to dive into today. On college football full circle, I got a feeling that it's going to be a roof kind of weekend for Joe Lisi here. I got a feeling, Joe.
I'm a little frustrated, though, Carver. This week is going by so slow.
All right.
It's like a crawl. It's like, no, I want to get to these games already. I mean, we got battles starting at 12 noon, Michigan State. Harbaugh, Tucker. Look, let's go, baby.
I think out of the four windows of the day, and listen, your college football Saturday, Joe, as you know, it's broken down into four windows. You have the noon kickoffs, you have the 3:34 o'clock kickoffs, you have the 7:38 o'clock kickoffs, and then the one that we love the most, the 10 or 10:30 p.m. Eastern bailout, blowout, late night kickoff. So there's four windows usually every Saturday. And I got to tell you, Joe, this week, the noon window, the noon East window, it's loaded with huge games. Obviously, the biggest one of the day, top 10 matchup between Michigan and Michigan State. You've got Iowa and Wisconsin in there. You've got this Pitt-Miami game, which the Sharps are lining up for the Hurricanes, and Manny Diaz here on the road at the ketchup bottle. Texas and Baylor is at noon. You have a lot. UCF Temple, Cincinnati's playing at noon. There's a lot going on at noon Eastern on Saturday, Joe.
There is, and those noon games have been very competitive, and that's the best thing is that. And this is why college football is great. On an NFL Sunday, you have basically two opportunities and then the bailout special in terms of Sunday night to get back your money or get, you know, just tap off a great weekend. You
have bailout blowout.
Forget that. I mean, it's like college basketball. You have basically four windows, 12 o'clock. Then you have those mountain time games at 2, which I believe is Iowa State and West Virginia. What a weird time that is, by the way. Yes. And then 3:30. And then the 4 o'clock that we always touch in, right? So you have the 3:30 window. You have the 4 o'clock window. Then you get that 6 o'clock slate. 7 o'clock. Oh, you're on the buffet. You're like, oh, man, I can't fit anymore. Take them to Sizzler. Take them to Golden Corral. Give the kid another scoop of ice cream. We're stuffing it down his throat. 10:15, BYU in Virginia. Are you kidding me? What, UCLA, Utah?
Lisi's fired up. And look, I'm going to need that 10 o'clock window more than anything this Saturday after the day that I'm going to have, as I was telling you yesterday, with all the Halloween stuff that I've got with the kids on Saturday.
Oh, I can imagine.
Early. I'm
going
to need those late windows to really dive in and get things cooking on Saturday.
Carver.
Yes, Joe.
Carver, you know what's funny? It's like, you know, like people that gamble and that have significant others, and it doesn't matter how much you gamble, but it's just when you're betting on college football, it's like, honey, what are we doing tonight? Oh, we got make reservations at Il Molino, $500, right? That's at like 12 o'clock. Okay. You know, your significant other gets dressed and it's like 6 o'clock and now you, right? And it's, what are we doing? We're going to the Sizzler. I told you how many times. How many times? The buffet. We go out every week. How many times?
No El Menino this week, baby. We've got Ohio State and Penn State kicking at 7:45. We got to get over Ohio State and Penn State coming up later on. So today, Joe, we'll start to dive in to all these games. And there's so many great noon ones. I don't know if we'll get through all the noon games today on College Football Full Circle. That's for sure. We actually have a bunch of games also, Joe, Thursday night and Friday night. Not as many as last week. Thursday, Troy and Coastal. Coastal, of course, trying to rebound after the loss last week. They're laying 17.5 at home. Detroit, South Florida, your team, your USF Bulls and Jeff Scott getting 9.5 against the Pirates, East Carolina. I got to tell you, Joe, I might actually be with you on South Florida this week. I'm on the bandwagon.
They're playing with house money, baby, that dominating 17-point win against Temple. I'm telling you, this up for 2.5.
East Carolina shouldn't be laying 9.5 against anybody, Joe.
That's a finesse defense, by the way. Yeah. I mean, Timmy McClain, USF should rip that defense. We should be on.
Be careful.
They can run the football, though, USF. And Jeff Scott's got to be feeling good. I mean, let's be honest. They were 1-8 last year, right? And I talked
it's
about
improvement.
It.
Baby
you
steps.
Broke my chops. Farrell.
Wow,
at least
look,
he loves USF.
That's your team. And listen, there's improvement here with Jeff Scott this year. There's no doubt.
They're starting to get it. They're starting
but
to
I'll
get
tell
it.
You this. And you know East Carolina shouldn't be 9.5-point favorite over anybody.
No.
They're not good enough. Home, row, I don't care. They should not be 9.5-point favorite against USF on Thursday night. All right, college football full circle. We're just getting going. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back, start going through all these games right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Friday night, also a little light, Joe. We've had some good Friday nights. A little light this week. Navy
think
and Tulsa.
That's because of the World Series?
Yeah. Well, there's no game on Friday night. There's no World Series. They're off Friday.
I know,
night.
But they have a tendency to do this once the playoffs start. That we start changing. NBA is back in action.
That's a lot to do with it. NBA's up back and everything else. But Navy Tulsa, UNLV Nevada. Now I remember playing this game last year. I had Nevada laying the points, and it was a major sweat. UNLV, even though they stink, Joe, they're in the mix to cover every single week. I'll say that about UNLV. They have played hard in these games despite never winning them.
And you were against them against San Jose State. Remember we talked about that, the guards versus.
Well, I ended up getting it though. I ended up winning it. They did not cover that night. A late 14-point fourth quarter for the Spartans ended up cashing that ticket for me.
Not a boring game. It was 27-20. What I meant boring in the side, basic unit, all black. Black jersey, no lettering. You couldn't even see the UNLV. All white for San Jose State. They look like they got those at like Dick's Sporting Goods. Like, just get San Jose. Yeah, we'll pick them up at Dick's. White pants, white shirt, white helmet. You know, I mean, come on.
You're always.
It's like no flair, no matted look, no letter, no pop. On the road, there was a. Can we get a little yellow, a little like you know whatever blue that is? It's not sissy blue, but what type of blue is it?
You're always like very worried about the uniforms, Joe. You're always very worried.
Uniforms are part of it. Make believe I'm a recruit. Make believe I'm coming on campus. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to be wowed a little bit. You know, rub my back before you buy me the drink, okay?
Oh, you're hot stuff, Joe. All right, listen. Three touchdowns for Carson Strong and company at home against UNLV. Hey, We'll see how I'm feeling on Friday night. That might be something that I'm going to get myself involved in because I love Nevada. I love playing them. They've been very good to me, Joe. Saturday, noon Eastern, one of the biggest games of the weekend, Michigan into East Lansing taking on Michigan State. You're right. The Sharps have put this down. It was 4.5 early in the week. We've gotten it to 3.5 right now, total of 49.5. Both of these teams, Joe, and I know that, you know, when we brought this game up on Monday, you mentioned the quarterback play, and as you mentioned, both of these teams want to run the rock. And you know it, Joe. I know it. Kenneth Walker on one side, all the Michigan backs throwing at you on the other. This is going to be a type of game where who is going to be able to get that physicality at the line and be able to consistently get their run game going on Saturday.
It really is. And obviously both teams want to establish the line of scrimmage, pound the rock, and then it'll be the quarterbacks that'll have to make plays. Now, there's been some fan base rumbling that they don't want or like Cade McNamara to start this ball game, but at the end of the day, he has the most experience in this spot, and he's been, for the most part, the leader of that offense. The problem that I have is when you look at this Michigan offense, they haven't been asked to pass a lot because they jump out early. The only game that was really close, and we know about Nebraska's offense, was that ball game in Lincoln a few weeks ago where they were down to the wire and it was their defense that really struggled with the athleticism of Adrian Martinez and that more of a spread out type of offense by Scott Frost. They still made enough plays to win, but now this is a rivalry game. And if you go back to last year in Ann Arbor, Michigan State made them one-dimensional, and that offense cannot move the football vertically. So that's why I give the edge to Paint and Thorne, because even though they're maybe not as explosive as Ohio State, Mel Tucker and that staff have shown a propensity to mix it up and still find ways to get it into their playmakers' hands. And that's why I give them the inside edge in this ballgame playing at home.
Look, I like Michigan State, Joe. I've liked them all week. Obviously, hopefully you got that 4.5 either Monday or Tuesday. We're down to 3.5 now. But look, I think there's still a chance that this thing could move, swing one way or the other by the time we still get to Saturday afternoon, Joe, because you know that the Wolverines are a very, very public team. Very public
very
team, Michigan.
Huge.
And they are going to get a lot of play Friday and early Saturday morning. So if you miss the 4.5, I'd maybe hold out, Joe. I think there's a chance you might get it again if you just wait till early Saturday.
See, this is a tough cap for me. In the sense, it's tough because I am conflicted. I mean, there's a number of different reasons why I don't like Michigan. One is I have concerns about their passing game. The other concern is, outside of last year from 2017, they were just basically a middle-of-the-road football team on the road. They were like one game over 500, 13-12, heading into last year, a more dominant home team. That reverted last year where they flipped. Now, was that due to the pandemic? Was that due to everything? This year, they've won every game. But where have they played in a tough environment? When they played Nebraska, Nebraska was down and out. I mean, Nebraska wasn't undefeated. I mean, granted, it's Lincoln. It's a Saturday night. It's prime time. I get it. But we know. I mean, Adrian Martinez is nothing to write home about. Come on.
Look,
come on.
Even though we talk about how Michigan's usually a very public team, so far, I mean, early in the week, you're right. I mean, everybody's been on Michigan State. I mean, it's 70% tickets, 75% money for Sparty, which has seen this thing now go back down to 3.5 in a couple of shops. So we're going to have to keep our eye on this, Joe, on this number. Under getting all the play, too. 88 tickets, 65 money on the under, 49.5, which is understandable because, like we said, they want to run the football. Possessions are going to be limited. This isn't going to be crazy up and down. So under's probably also a pretty solid play right now as we look towards Michigan and Michigan State. Other Big Ten game in the noon Eastern window, Joe, Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa with the week off after losing to Purdue at home, just a miserable loss. And now they're getting 3.5 in Wisconsin, who finally won a game. Of course, we'll put Purdue in the mix again on the road at Purdue. So -3.5 for the Badgers, one of the lowest totals you will ever see in a college football game that does not involve the service academy. 36 and a half, Joe, for Iowa and Wisconsin.
That offensive genius, Paul Christ, doing it again. Back-to-back wins. Back-to-back wins. He beats Army. He beats Purdue. He thinks he's all of a sudden he's a coach. I know. Here's the pro again. Another again. See, for me, I'm not betting these games early on. I'm not. I'm waiting for the first quarter for both of these games. I mean, I think we'll get into it later in the week about teams that I like and I'm willing to jump on in the 12 o'clock window. These two games are none of them, because it wouldn't shock me either way if this game goes over the total because it's so low or it goes under. I mean, this could be a 10-3 ball game. Wisconsin could win. It wouldn't shock me, because are you a believer in Spencer Petras on the road? I'm not.
No.
But I want Iowa to win. See, this is the problem. I hate Paul Christ. He screwed me against Army. The fact that he didn't even attempt to go for two when I'm sitting on a 13.5 point ticket and they're up by 12 and he kicks the extra point like he doesn't know. Please. See, so I want them to get bashed in this ball game. Okay? This is like Mike Tyson 1990 coming out right after he won the Golden Gloves. I want him to be fighting a tomato can. I hope Tyler Goodson and they run all over them. I hope they pound them into oblivion. So that's why
I gotta tell you, Joe, I'm a little leery of this line. Like, I just don't feel like Wisconsin should be 3.5 point favorites over Iowa. The line has me worried. It's like last week with Wisconsin. Like, it's strange. We'll keep talking about it. College football full circle. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. More games in the noon Eastern kickoff window right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Yeah, Joe, like, it's hard for me. No, I'm just like over 80% tickets and money so far in Iowa. Line's not budging. Like, why? It's very bizarre, that half sitting out there. Iowa was a top five football team until they lost this game to Purdue, and now they're getting 3.5 points at Wisconsin, whose offense is embarrassing, and Iowa's supposed to have one of the five best defenses in the country. Something stinks, Joe. I mean, it stinks looking at this line.
Well, Iowa beat them 28-7 last year in Iowa City. Previous four meetings before that, Wisconsin had dominated, and those games went over. There was one over. You want to hear this? I think it was 2018. They scored on the last play of the game to get the over 44.5. It was 28-17, 2018 in Iowa City. That was the game that they threw a pick. I think it was, I keep thinking Nate Peterman. It was the kid, Nate Stanley, threw a pick on like the last drive of the game. And then they ran a dive play. And Wisconsin scored. And that's how the over was 21-17. It was a dead under 44.5 in 2018, and they scored on the last play of the game or the last 2 seconds. Crazy.
I don't know, Joe. It's a game that at 3.5, I can't get involved with. I really just
see they're tough caps. You can make an argument for either way. I mean, would it shock you if Michigan wins the game by 7? No, it could be a tie game, 24 apiece, or 17 right. apiece in the fourth quarter, and you're right on the number. So that when I look at this line, I'm like, it's not a game I really want to like attack. You know, nothing seems
it's
out of whack
game.
To me.
It's
right.
An
it's more
game,
of a
Joe.
Same thing with Iowa, Wisconsin. You're like, okay. All right, I could. I mean, 3.5. It's the 3.5 doesn't scare me. It's I can make an argument for either team winning and covering.
Let's move to some other ones here. I'll finish off the Big Ten since they have three games at noon on Saturday. Indiana at Maryland. Indiana's been awful. Maryland had the good start. They stink now, too. They're laying 5.5 at home. The total's 49.5. Do we expect Maryland to cover a number like this against the Hoosiers, Joe?
Nah, but they have better quarterback play than Jack Tuttle. Tuttle's been terrible.
Oh,
I mean, Jack stinks. Tuttle's been horrible. Here's what I do like. I mean, I lean to Maryland here, but I like the over 49.5. I'm not sold on Maryland's defense. I'm not, and now with Indiana, I mean, the emotional defensive effort came against Michigan State. They couldn't win. They couldn't cover. Then you get blown out by Ohio State. Now you go on the road to College Park. Face more of a finesse offense and defense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is a game where their offense can eat a little bit. You know what I mean? Meaning I don't feel confident in the end on the road, but I feel confident that both teams could get over 50. I mean, we're talking 30-20. You get the over.
That's a good call, Joe. You know what? You've got my ears open here for the over. I think that that's a good over. Under 50 right now. Maryland does score a lot of points. Their defense stinks too. Maybe Indiana contributes a little bit. Nice call, Joe. Let's play the over in this Indiana-Maryland
game.
I do.
It's slightly juiced to the over at minus 112, but I like that. I think we can eat there.
ACC noon kickoffs. Of course, Pittsburgh has been getting a lot of publicity the last few weeks. They are now in the mix. I mean, geez. I mean, you look at these numbers, Joe. I'll give it to you real fast. To make the college football playoff, Pittsburgh plus 420 to the yes. So, I mean, people think Pitt's going to run the table, Joe, with Kenny Pickett, the Heisman, who we mentioned yesterday. He was actually 9-1 yesterday. He's at 10-1 today, Joe. Went down a little bit.
It's crazy,
in the last
isn't it?
24 hours. But people are on the Pittsburgh train big time. Here they go. They're going to get a big spot against Miami, who's coming off their first, let's be honest, decent game of the season, the win at home over NC State. This opened at 11.5. We've seen it go to 9.5 already between these two. 58% tickets on Miami, 78% of the money on the Hurricanes so far as well. What do you think of the ketchup bottle here on Saturday at noon, Joe?
Tough. I was on this game last year. This line opened up last year at 9.5. It got bet as high as 13.5 because the backup came in for Kenny Pickett, and Miami and De'Ara King had a field day at home. They won 31-19, but they were never threatened from an offensive perspective by Pitt. Their defense stepped up. Phillips, I believe, had a big game in that matchup. It was a 12 o'clock game. It was hot, humid. Tyler Van Dyke, 4 touchdowns over NC State. I mean, Miami's won 3 straight in the series. I want to be able to back the Hurricanes here, but it's going to be what? Cold. It's going to be a little damp.
Yeah.
Right? Miami's going to fold in the first quarter. It's like, we don't want to be here. Although Knighton, I love Knighton. I mean, Knighton, the Miami running back, he could catch it, he could throw it. He's a playmaker. They don't have an answer from a defensive perspective if they get this kid out in space. Problem is, it's Manny Diaz. Can Manny Diaz out game plan Narduzzi in this?
Jeez, two guys you love, Diaz and Narduzzi. Who, if you had to pick one guy to coach your football team, Joe, who are you taking? You got to take Narduzzi. As much as you don't like Narduzzi, you got to take the chin.
You're right. I would.
You got to take the chin and the mask. The whole deal.
It's not the chin. It's just he's got that look on. Like, you know, you put.
I'm sorry. The chin is Cristobal. Cristobal is the chin.
No, the chest. Right? He's the chest.
The chest. Who's the chin?
Yeah, like
you got
Chuck
one guy
Amato.
Who's the chin. Chuck Amato. There you go. Jeez, Joe. Here's what I do like in this game. I'm going to tell you. I like the under. Yeah. I'm ready for a little weather maybe in Pittsburgh on Saturday. 61.5 here. Now, Pittsburgh had a string of overs to start the year. They've gone under the last couple of weeks with Vatek and with Clemson. I'm thinking maybe a little under here with Miami and Pittsburgh. And everybody else is kind of with me right now. Seems like that's where the public is also pushing all the tickets and the money. Only 64% and 57% on the under as well, Joe.
Yeah, I can't feel confident in an under. You know me and unders, right? The fact that
they don't exist in Joe's world. There is no such thing as go for the under with Joe Lisi. There's just no, doesn't exist.
It's I love an over on Saturday, but it's not this one. I'm not touching this. I mean, I could see it going on. The problem's going to be is that Pitt gets into these ugly games, and then they just find a way. I mean, Miami's been playing shootouts, too. I mean, they went 48-45 to North Carolina. They went 31-30 to NC State. What'd they do against Virginia? What was that ball game? That was high scoring as well.
Yeah. No.
Taylor Van Dyke.
Your boy Taylor Van Dyke. Hope he throws a great game. Hope he plays well against Pittsburgh on Saturday. The Longhorns, Joe, of Texas, Ed Baylor. Another very good game Saturday at noon Eastern. -2.5 for Baylor right now, 61.5 the total. Let me see where we've got a little bit of movement here on this game. Do we have some? Where did I lose the Baylor-Texas game on my list here, Joe? Give me a second. -3. We've got 66% on Baylor. Tickets 65% on money. Everybody is all over the over in this game. Oof. I like the Longhorns, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you.
Too.
I know that Baylor's played well, but I think this is a nice spot to maybe get some value with Texas.
It is, but I'm not sold on Texas's defense right now. That's a major concern, and Baylor can pound the rock with Tristan Ebner and that physical. They rushed for 330 on BYU. I mean, that's a dominant effort. That's a gutty effort at home. I mean, we know Texas can't stop the run. I just saw Kennedy Brooks run by my window. Hang on. He's just Kennedy Brooks. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Eric Gray. I mean, really. I mean, the way I told you, slam man. That's I play defense at college, FBS level of college football. You might as well have the slam man out there. No, you know, the boxing dummy. No arms, no legs. Just a torso.
Man.
I don't wrap up. I hit him, but I don't wrap up. The slam man.
There you go.
I lean to Texas because I like Xavier Worthy, B. John Robinson, Casey Thompson. It just feels like Texas. They won this ball game 27-16 last year. Trust me, I was on Texas last year. I think they laid 5.5. I remember this game very vividly. They jumped out to a big first half lead. It was like 21-13. It was like a one-score game. Charlie Brewer and the crew were fighting. I'm like, could this team die already? Like, really? Iran, it was like, they're 2-7. Could they die in Austin already? It was amazing. But somehow, they did hang on for the cover, Texas did. But you got to challenge Baylor over the top. It's going to come down to Texas, their ability to score first, and then their ability to stop the run. Because if they can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day for that Longhorns defense. And that's another concern. It's not a best bet for me, but I lean Texas.
And look, you've seen teams already run it all over them this year, Joe. Whether it's the Arkansas game, the Oklahoma game. I mean, you just look around at some of these games, and Texas has had a very hard time, like you say, stopping it. But I do think a little bit of value here. You're getting Texas to money line +128. I see a number like that. I'm not the biggest believer in Baylor, and I think I might take a shot with the Longhorns. Could be a best bet on Friday, Joe. Could be a best bet on Friday.
Can I tell you one thing, too?
Yeah.
If there's any all-white unis, it's Texas. Those all-whites are nice.
College football full circle. Mike Garver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 2, 4. We'll come back. Cincinnati laying a big number again, this time on the road. We'll talk about it. College football full circle rolls on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Right here on Sirius XM Channel 204. 4. The Cincinnati Bearcats, Joe. Of course, the number 2 ranked team in the country. Last week, they had the very big spread against Navy. Did not cover. Navy gave them a good game. And now, once again, and I thought this, Joe, this is it. It's between 21 and 28 every week with Cincinnati against these American teams. That's what the spread's going to be. They're looking to hammer teams. Now they go on the road down to Nolens to take on the Tulane Green Wave, who you love despite their 1-6 record this year. That is one of your teams, and they are laying 24.5 on the road into Tulane with a 61.5 total. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I think that Tulane can cover this number strictly for the fact of speed teams hurt Tulane. It's not blue-collar teams that ground and pound and work off a play action. It's the teams that get them out in space and expose their defense over the top and on the perimeter. Houston did it. You saw other teams do it. SMU was able to do it. Obviously, Oklahoma put up 40, but they covered that ball game. They have a mobile quarterback. I'm just not – this game is more about Cincinnati for me as opposed to Tulane. And I know Tulane's terrible, and I know they haven't covered against the spread, and I get all of that. But at the end of the day, I'm not enamored by Cincinnati. They're a good team. They're not an elite team. They can't go toe-to-toe with Alabama. They can't go toe-to-toe with Ohio State. Maybe one game, but they played Ohio State 2 years ago and they got blown out 42-0 in Columbus. That's what you're going to get for the most part if Cincinnati goes to the college football playoff. I'm sorry, all right? I don't look at last year with journeyman JT Daniels, even though he was a sophomore, in that ballgame. No. So I think that Tulane can run the football. The fact that it's in New Orleans and Louisiana in their home stadium – and this is like Navy. Like, yeah, Tulane sucks. I got it. But if you don't think they're going to be up for a league game with the number 2 team in the country coming to your house, see, people think like, oh, Tulane sucks. But if you ever played the sport, these kids love playing football, at least you would hope. They're not just walking through the motions. Then you should quit. I mean, you have to get up for some game. It's good. Why not this one? I love, oh, they're just going to quit. Oh, yeah, they quit. Have you ever played sports on any level? I mean, that, when I hear that, it's like, where's your competitive nature? I mean, I hate for a 5-year-old to beat me in a video game. I want to squash him like a grape, let alone let a team walk into my house and beat me by 24.5 points.
Now, the first college football playoff ranking does come out after this week, Joe. Tuesday is when we are going to find out what the those great suits in that committee are sitting there thinking. And we know it could be drastically different from what the AP or the coaches poll or anything like that. When they come out with their dopey poll on Tuesday, will Cincinnati be in the top 4?
Yes. I think they're going to do them right because I think they
will. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them. A lot of pressure to put them in that top 4.
Right. Well, right now, the top 4 is Georgia, right? You're going to have who else? You're going to have Alabama. You're going to have Ohio State.
I think they'll have them there.
You're going to have Oklahoma. That's it.
I think they're going to have those 4. I think they're going to put Cincinnati 5th. That's me. I think they're going to leave them out.
You think?
I think they're going to put them in that 5 spot with the whole, you know, well, if you go undefeated, we'll see what happens at the end. I don't think they're going to put them in the initial rankings.
Well, I think it depends on, I mean, if they get in, if they beat Tulane by 14 points.
Well, you're right. If they have a performance like they did against Navy on Saturday for the second week in a row against Tulane, I don't think that they'll be in the top 4. Now, if they go and whack, you know, this is why these spreads with Cincinnati are intriguing every week, Joe, because I do feel like Fickell's got to be sitting in his office going, you know, I got to win this game by 45. Like, I especially after the Navy game last week.
I agree that's the mindset, but, you know, expecting a team to do it and actually doing it are two different things. I mean,
we'll see.
Here's the problem. Temple sucks, right? Yeah, Temple absolutely sucks.
They're awful.
okay? That Jerome Ford, he didn't get touched on all his touchdown runs. I mean, you might as well. I mean, I play defense for Temple. Really? Can you hit somebody? Can you actually get a hand on your running back that blew right past you? I could see, you know, I play D tackle for Temple. Okay, well, can you step up and make a play? Can you tackle the guy maybe? Can you attempt to tackle the guy instead of just throwing your shoulder in on tackle and running by him, jogging? I mean, I hope. Tulane, if you're listening, if they have Sirius and they're listening, step up.
Joe on the green wave this week. Oh,
step
boy.
Up and show some pride. Hit that Ritter in the mouth. Joe throw the a forearm. I mean, come on already. I'm tired of this.
Going to be one of
7-on-7 drills in terms of college football. Oh, 70 to 65. Yeah, I play defense, do you? Okay, great. Unbelievable. Defense, a lost art. How could you be proud if you're any defensive player in college football? I play defense. Do you? You might as well have a mop out there.
Look out.
A garbage pail. Slam. Put 5 slam ins and 3 garbage pails out there. That's what you have if you play defense in college football today.
You're right about that. Unless you're like Georgia, maybe sometimes Iowa when they're not playing Purdue. That's pretty much what defense is in college football now. Iowa State, Joe, off of the win against Oklahoma State, now they have to go to Morgantown to take on the Mountaineers, who themselves got a win last week against TCU. -7.5, road favorite now for the Cyclones, as we're looking to back them again over a touchdown on the road. 47.5 the total. I know how much you like this Mountaineer team. Do they have a little juice at home getting over a touchdown?
Well, I put my picks out on my website. They're free. I put out a video, but at the end of the day, I did pick Iowa State here in the spot. They got abused West Virginia early last year, 42-6. They exact same spread, 6.5, 7 points on the road in Ames. They got abused, and I know that West Virginia got the victory over TCU. They pounded the rock for well over 200. TCU's terrible front seven. They were 0-3 on the road, 0-3 in conference. Now they come back home. I just think that this is a bad scheme matchup for West Virginia. I'm not a buyer in Jared Daigie. I mean, when push comes to shove, when you look at his body of work, he hasn't progressed. Too many mental mistakes, forces balls in coverage. I'm more of a believer in Brock Purdy. He's a better quarterback on the road. Matt Campbell in this spot. They only allowed 61 rushing yards to Oak State and Jaylen Warren. They're a bend but don't break type of defense. I know Letty Brown, that physical offense and defense line for West Virginia. The game's in Morgantown, revenge. I think it's a carbon copy of last year. I think, you know, Iowa State goes in. I like them at 6.5, 7.5. I think they're begging you to take West Virginia. I think Iowa State wins this ball game by 10 or more.
I like the over, too, Joe, 47.5. I think it's a little light. I actually think Iowa State scores some points this week. I do. So I think 47.5 is a little low for this game, and I'm looking at the over here in Morgantown. Washington State going to Arizona State to take on the Sun Devils. We know life after Nick Rolovich. They are getting 15.5 on the road here. Let me tell you, I've watched a lot of the Sun Devils this year, Joe, late night, etc. They're dangerous to play laying this many points. They get up in these games, and I know that they're a good defensive team. They don't score enough points to lay 15.5, I feel like. I think that Washington State might have a little bit of live dog action here.
Yeah. See, now they got the cover against BYU. That line opened up at 1.5 immediately once Rolovich and those assistants were fired. They jumped at the Sharps, jumped on BYU, pushed it from 1.5 to 4.5, right?
Yeah.
They lose 21-19. Now I think this is a matchup where you see the coaching staff take a major hit. The preparation going up against Jaden Daniels, Herm Edwards, love him, hate him, their complete staff. And I just think they have better playmakers than Washington State. I think this is a bad spot. It's a early kick, too, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, noon kick out there in Tempe. Noon kick.
Right. So, you know, I like Washington State better at home than I do on the road. I think Arizona State paced them in this ballgame.
Okay. little paced action from Joe. 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Yes, go ahead.
They are in the front runners with Utah in the Pac-12 South, so they have to win. So
right.
That's why
now Utah just lost a game last week, so that even though Arizona State lost to them heads up, the window is back open for Arizona State to get themselves maybe in the Pac-12 title game. 3:30 p.m. Eastern game. Looks like we're starting to row the boat again with PJ here, Joe. The Golden Gophers have had a good couple of weeks. Now they're a road favorite at Northwestern, who is just absolutely awful. -7.5 for the Gophers, 43.5 the total. I don't know.
I know.
Northwestern can't score, Joe. That's the problem. Northwestern can't score.
I know, but this has like 10-3 written all over it, doesn't it?
13-6.
10-6. I mean, Minnesota got their revenge over Maryland last week. 5-point favorites, right? They revenged that 21-point loss. Well, they were winning by 21 and lost the game 44-43 because of the missed extra point to Maryland. Now they go back on the road, right? It's Northwestern. I mean, I'm still not sold on the passing game with Tanner Morgan. Running backs are banged up, and that goes right into the Northwestern. Will probably get them into an ugly game. I think this is a spot Minnesota wins because I'm on P.J. Fleck. I picked them at the start of the year. Surprise team. Their win total was 7. I picked them to win the West. They can still do that, but I would take the points with Northwestern here.
You know, they've got 3 wins in a row since that ugly, ugly loss at home to Bowling Green, which was just an embarrassing loss. I mean, they're 5-2.
They should be 6-1.
They've beaten Purdue, Nebraska, and Maryland the last 3 weeks. And you mentioned it. As far as the Big Ten West goes, they're going to have an opportunity. They've got one conference loss, that opener to Ohio State. They play Northwestern, Illinois, at Iowa, at Indiana, and home for Wisconsin. Like, there's a path here, believe it or not, for PJ to get into the Big Ten title game, Joe. There's a path.
There is, and he's rowing the boat. Don't think he doesn't know about it, right? Right now, you know, at the start of the year, he had one oar. You know, he all of a sudden, he found himself. He was watching Oxford Blues with Rob Lowe. He's back on track with those baby blue eyes, huh? I think Minnesota wins, but I think Northwestern gets them into that. They couldn't do it with Michigan because Michigan was too strong in the interior. Minnesota's good. They're not elite.
They've been scoring points the last couple. I mean, 34 against Maryland, 30 against Nebraska. They've actually put some points up.
Yes, but we're talking about, are they dominant defenses? They're more finesse defenses.
No. We only have probably about 30 seconds left in this segment. Oregon's hosting Colorado and Carl Durrell. 23.5, Joe. This should be quick. I don't think they covered. They haven't been covering big numbers all year.
I'm gonna roll with them. I think they okay. Rolled around.
College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 204. We come back and wrap it up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 204. Syracuse has been very good, Joe, these last few weeks. Honestly, a lot better than any of us thought that they were going to be this year. You look at some of these games, they have been a covering machine. There is no doubt about that. And they've even had outright wins, whether it be on the road against Virginia Tech last week. They had all the covers the weeks before that. They beat Liberty. But, Joe, this is a whole new animal when you're going to have Syracuse laying almost a touchdown at home against Boston College, who has really fallen off after their 4-0 start. They're now 4-3. We know the quarterback injury didn't help them. But I don't know, Joe. I like Syracuse in the spot they've been the last few weeks. Getting points, being spunky. I don't know if I like them laying 6.5.
Yeah, I sort of lean to Boston College now in this ball game. Not a big believer in Dino Babers at the start of the year. They've regrouped. Defense is much improved, and that's been the biggest thing. Now, Boston College previous two games prior to that game last week against Louisville, which I bet against them, they couldn't pound the rock. 131 in back-to-back games against Clemson and NC State. They rushed for 125 against Louisville. On the road, back-to-back road games, I'll take a shot plus 205. I don't love it, but I'm not a believer that Syracuse is this dominant elite team all of a sudden. I still think you can move the football on them, and I think some of the teams have played down to the level, and I think Boston College needs to get off the mat and get back on track. It's a must-win situation for them.
I'm with you, Joe. I think this is a nice little sneaky money line play with Boston College this week at plus 205. I think they could absolutely win this game in the Dome against Syracuse. Joe, great job, my man. I will talk to you tomorrow. Got a lot more games to go through before we get to the weekend. Great job by Andrew Torres as well, as always. All right, College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.